قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا. وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا. فكلي واشربي وقري عينا. فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا.
We were discussing the glad tidings that Almighty Allah gave to Maryam عليه الصلاة والسلام.
إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله يبشرك بكلمة منه اسمه المسيح.
Oh Maryam, Allah is giving you the glad tidings of a son that is to be born to you. His name will be Masih, that is Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Wajihan fi dunya. He will be a pious chosen servant of Almighty Allah. Min al muqarrabin, the close servants of Almighty Allah. Yukallimu an-nasa fil mahdi wa kahla. He will speak to people from the cradle in his childhood, and he will speak to people of course afterwards as well. Wa min as-salihin, and he is from amongst the pious servants of Almighty Allah.
Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam was fascinated. How is Almighty Allah going to bless me with the son? But Almighty Allah is teaching insan the Qudrat, his power and his might. According to many of the tafasir, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam فَنَفَخَ فِي دِرْعِهَا. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam blew on the chest of Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam via which she conceived. This was the miraculous way via which Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam conceived. What is Almighty Allah teaching us? It is my system that after the couple meet, if I have written a child between them, then I will bless them with a child. But oh insan, I am not limited to that particular system. I can provide with means, without means, and against means.
فَحَمَلَتْهُ. Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam conceived.
فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. And after the time passes and the time lapses, and she starts feeling the labor pains, دردذن, فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا, she went to a remote place. The ulama ikram have written that was 8 kilometers away from Baytul Muqaddas, a place called Baytul Laham. This was the place where Maryam alayha salatu wassalam went.
فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة.
The pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. We can imagine, of course, our mothers and sisters will understand this point much clearer than the men. It is a woman at the time of childbirth, no one near her, no one to see her. A woman when she is giving birth, she wants her mother there, her sister there. Whoever can assist her and help her on that particular occasion, she wants someone there to comfort her and assist her. Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. My mothers and sisters, let us place ourselves in her shoes. Let us understand how Almighty Allah tested her, how Almighty Allah tested His chosen servants. She is alone in a remote place. And of course, as we will discuss further, the thing that is worrying her and interfering in her mind is that what are the people going to say when I'm going to take this child of mine back to my nation? I will give birth in whatever condition, but what is it, what is the approach of the people to this child of mine? Anyway, she came under this palm tree, remote place, no one is there, she hasn't got a grain of food, and she hasn't got a sip of water, and it is time for her to give birth. We know at that time the pain that a woman goes through, indeed it is very difficult, and that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith that in the process if a woman passes away, she dies as a martyr, her sins are forgiven, Almighty Allah announces her forgiveness, it is a great darja, and it is a great great reward has been kept for such a woman. But this is also the ni'mat of Almighty Allah that He makes us forget that. On one occasion some students were seated and they were discussing the bounties of Allah. So someone asked the other one, they tell me what is the greatest ni'mat of Allah. So because they were the students of deen, one of them said that the knowledge of deen is the greatest ni'mat of Allah. Someone said iman, someone said this, someone said that. So one of them mentioned, he says, most definitely all what you have mentioned is in its place.
But as far as I am concerned, the ni'mat of forgetting is a very great ni'mat which Almighty Allah has bestowed every servant of His word. A time comes in a person's dunya, in his life, that sometimes he has to bury his own son, sometimes he buries his own parents. At that moment, the pain and the agony and the distress and the hardship that he goes through, only him and his Allah knows. But times come later in that person's life that you see him smiling, and Almighty Allah changes his outlook of life, and Allah brightens his future. So a woman goes through all that difficulty, but then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes her forget that, and she overcomes that difficulty, and she forgets about all the pain that she experienced on that occasion. But of course she will be rewarded. So Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and she takes shelter under this tree. What does she mention? قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. Because of the pain and the agony, let us place ourselves in her shoes and understand, then we will get a better understanding of the statement that she made. She says, Ya laytani, how I wish, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha, that I would have passed away long before this. How I wish that I would have been dead by now. Wa kuntu nasyam mansiya, and that people had forgotten me, and they had forgotten that they had forgotten me. One is to forget, and one is to forget that I have forgotten. Forget is that when I have forgotten something and someone reminds me, then immediately I recall. But when I have forgotten that I have forgotten, that after repeated reminders, then too I cannot register and I cannot recall. This is what is referred to as nasyam mansiya. So Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, like a woman when her children are troubling her and she's fed up, say, Allah mani pillati bulawi lete to harutati. I wish Allah ta'ala takes me away from this world. I'm fed up of you and your children, and I'm fed up of the work in this house. It never comes to an end. So at that time a person loses his sense, and a woman generally, because of the problems and the difficulties, she doesn't know what to do and she doesn't have control over her tongue. Likewise, Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, in this difficulty of her, of course it was a miraculous birth, but she had many other things that she was considering. And one of the major things which I just highlighted earlier is that what is she going to tell the people? People are going to attribute fornication and evil things towards her. How is she going to convince the people that she is free of adultery? Now, we know that the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that don't desire death for any difficulty that comes your way. If you want to leave this world, then make this dua, O Allah, keep us alive as long as life is good for us. And O Allah, take us away from this dunya when death is good from us. And waj'al al-mawta rahatan lana min kulli sharrin. And O Allah, make death one that protects us from every evil. In other words, when we leave in this dunya, you are pleased with us, and now that we are leaving, such a death so that we are protected from evil. وَالْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لَنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَرْ. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited us from making dua for death because of any material difficulty. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a time is to come prior to Qiyamah. A person will come to a grave and he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ مَكَانَ صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ. I wish I was the dweller of this grave, and the inmate of this grave was in my place and I was in his place. And why will he make this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because of the different fitnas and the different azmaish and the different tests that will come on him. Now why has Maryam alayhi salatu wa sallam made this dua? The first answer that has been given, to make dua, to protect, to make dua for death because of any material difficulty, this has been prohibited in our Shariat and not the Shariat of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam or Bani Israel for that matter. The second explanation that Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi has given, that she has not made this dua on the grounds of any material difficulty, but oh Allah, people are going to attribute evil things towards me, and I will be unable to make the correct patience or exercise the correct patience. So if I will not make the correct patience and exercise the correct patience, then you will be displeased with me. So oh Allah, take me away from this world so that I do not invite your displeasure and I do not earn your wrath. Anyway, Maryam alayhi salatu was salam crying there, Ya Allah, what is going to happen? This is a great thing that is to transpire. A great Nabi of Almighty Allah is to come into this dunya. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي
قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Almighty Allah, فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا. A voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي. Don't grieve. When Allah commanded,
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي.
When Allah commanded the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that continue giving him milk, and when you fear that the police will snatch him and kill him, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ, then place him in the river Nile.
وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي.
Don't fear and don't grieve. He is in our care and we are responsible.
إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ.
Oh, the mother of Musa, we are going to return this Musa to you. He is leaving as a child.
وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Glad tidings, we are going to make him a Nabi. That mother that is blessed with a son that is a alim, today she is benefiting from the fruits. But ask her, there was one day when she had to send that son to the Darul Uloom. She shed tears on that occasion. She accepted and tolerated the separation of that child. So today Allah Pak is allowing her to benefit from the fruits of that child. And of course, when she will leave this dunya, then she will benefit more so in the grave from all the khidmat that he is serving to the deen of Almighty Allah. So Allah told the mother, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam,
La tahzani,
don't fear.
قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا.
Your Lord has provided for you beneath this palm tree a spring of water from which pure water is coming out. Allah is making intizam. Allah through His Qudrat causes water to gush from the earth. Allah is making intizam for one woman that it is time for her to give birth. No one near her trust is in Allah. She is the mother of a great Nabi. Almighty Allah is making intizam.
قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا.
Beneath this palm tree, O Maryam, there is pure water coming out.
وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا.
And shake towards yourself the trunk of the palm tree, fresh ripe dates will fall. Allahu Akbar. Fresh dates, fresh khajur. The doctors tell us that on the occasion of birth, prior to birth or after birth, dates is very good, and hot stuff should be taken by the woman. The woman that is expecting, or it is the time of delivery, then at that time we know khajur is given to her and all the other home medicine that we have. Allah provided pure water and Allah provided khajur. O Maryam, you are not alone. O Maryam, we are watching you. Our help is with you.
Ya Aba Bakrin, ma dhannuka bi ithnaini Allahu thalithuhuma.
When Abu Bakr was sitting in the cave and he seen the enemy come in, O Nabi of Allah, we are caught. What are we to do? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
Ya Aba Bakrin, ma dhannuka bi ithnaini Allahu thalithuhuma.
What is your opinion of those two, the third of whom is none other than Allah? When Allah is with us, then despite being two, wallah, we are in the majority. And when Allah is not with us, despite being billions, we are in minority. Why? Because Allah mentions,
فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى.
O Nabi of Allah, the help of Allah is with you. So when you took that hand of, when you took that sand and you threw that sand,
وَمَا رَمَيْتَ,
you did not throw when you threw, but
وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى,
but instead Allah threw. So likewise, Almighty Allah is consoling Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Shake that branch.
تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا.
Fresh, fresh khajur will fall. What do you do now?
فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا.
One point that has been mentioned here in Ruhul Ma'ani, everything that was happening was a miracle. If Allah so wanted, Almighty Allah could cause the khajur to fall without Maryam shaking it.
Because the fact that after she shook the branch and it fell, that also was a miracle. So Allah could provide without her shaking. Why did Allah command her to shake? Like it comes in the Quran, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Allah created the skies and the earth in 6 days. Whereas Allah has that power, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُونَ. That if Allah has to say kun, this whole dunya can come into existence. And if Allah says kun, everything can be leveled to the ground. Why did Allah create the earth, the skies, the earth, the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, the trees, the mountains, and whatever we see in 6 days and not in a split second? The ulama have written that Allah has taught insan via this action of his moderation, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taught him that everything happens systematically and everything happens gradually. See, O insan, I have the ability of creating it in 1 day, and I can create it in 1 second, but then too, I created it gradually. Likewise, O insan, don't hasten in the things of this dunya. Everything happens gradually. So Almighty Allah commanded Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam that I can provide, but I am teaching you, you'll have to make some effort. Isko hilao to sahi, kadam to utao. You take one leg and the balance will come from Allah. You take one step and the help of Allah will come. So shake the branch. Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam shook the branch. My mothers and sisters, I'm sure you will be understanding the point much more. Like we generally say, that the men don't understand anything. They don't know what pain we are going through. And alukone keini, they are ready to take all the praises of the children. But poirawa apre jane, ne poirawa amukona petmati nikre. Let us understand the plight and the predicament and the situation of Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam. Today if a woman has a seizure, then it is, she's speaking about it, and it was so difficult, and I was so long in labor, and they had to put drops on me, and you name all the things that she went through. Picture Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam alone. There isn't a drop of water, and there isn't anything to eat. Of course Allah provides for her on that ayn mawqa, because her trust was in Allah. And what does Almighty Allah say? فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. O Maryam, eat. O Maryam, eat and drink. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. Comfort your eye. Via the order of Almighty Allah, the time drew close. Isa alayhi salatu was salam, with great ikram and i'zaz, leaving the womb of his mother, comes into this dunya. Waqarri aina, look at your child and comfort your eye. We know it is the practice of the nurses also. When the child is born, they immediately, the child is placed on the chati and on the chest of that mother. Let that mother look at the child. Despite going through all that pain, she was crying for the child. She didn't know what she was saying, but when she looks at the child, la yanamani hatta tanam, wa la yashba'ani hatta tashbam. That, oh my son, I cannot sleep until you do not sleep. Oh my bacha, marujan tukru, I cannot eat until you do not eat. I cannot rest until you do not rest. Who has placed that muhabbat? None other than Allah. وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا. Maryam, look at this child, comfort him. And of course, we know every Nabi has been blessed with spiritual beauty, but physical beauty as well also. So this was a Nabi of Almighty Allah. When the eyes of Asiya alayhi salatu was salam met with Musa alayhi salatu was salam, when that sunduk came before the palace, and she looked at Musa alayhi salatu was salam, despite being a child, immediately she told Fir'aun, لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. Oh, Fir'aun, come what may, but don't kill this child. Perhaps this child can benefit us. The commentators have written, it was the very statement of this woman that later the child benefited this woman. How did he benefit this woman? He benefited her in the best manner that anyone could benefit anyone, that via Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Asiya alayhi salatu wassalam was blessed and inspired with the true kalima and the true iman. Qarri aina. Maryam, I know you are in difficulty. Comfort yourself with itminan, with ease. Something that has been written in Ruhul Ma'ani. Allah reward the commentators. Allah fill his grave with noor. And Allah fill the grave of all our akabir and all those channels via which this deen has reached us. Respected listeners, I am presenting the tafsir to you. For me, it is a matter of opening this tafsir, opening that tafsir, and just conveying to you what the commentators have written. Allah reward the commentators who went through the difficulty and went through the difficulty of going through the various tafsirs and coming to the various authentic tafsir in understanding the verses and the different ikhtilafat. Today it is for me to convey to you. But Allah reward those people who dedicated, who made the day and night one and dedicated themselves to the khidmat of the Quran. So Ruhul Ma'ani, Sahib Ruhul Ma'ani writes a ajeeb point on this occasion. He says that Almighty Allah, when He told Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam of the provisions, then first He told her, I have provided water for you, and then He spoke about the dates, which is the solid food to eat. And then when Almighty Allah told her to eat and drink, now He said, first eat, then drink. When He explained the provisions, then Allah said, I provided water, and then He said, kajur. Then He said, first eat and then drink. So why did Almighty Allah change this tartib? He says, because generally when a person, subhanallah, what a point he has extracted. Allah reward him and Allah fulfill his grave with nur. Generally when a person wants to eat something, and more so when it is something that will make you thirsty, then before he sits down, he says, get the cold ring. Where is the cola, so to say? Get some ice cold water or get some cold ring. Once the cold ring is there, right now dish out. Why? Because we know while we're eating, so we want the cold ring there first, but we're going to eat the food first. Why? When we know the cold ring is there, now it gives us itminan. So, oh Maryam, you are going to eat kajur, you'll get thirsty. That is, I'm telling you from now, yours the water, then I tell you about the kajur. Now eat kajur and drink water. وَقَرِّ عَيْنَا. Look at Isa and comfort yourself. Respected listeners, this is the way via which this Nabi of Almighty Allah came into this dunya. Now what happens? He came into this dunya. The mother looks at him. She comforts herself. She eats from the kajur. She drinks from the water. I have mentioned earlier on, this Quran is not a storybook. Allah doesn't tell us about that when she came, when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came into this dunya, the first day what happened, second day what happened, the third day what happened, what time he used to sleep, what time he used to get. No, these things are not mentioned in the Quran. Every such thing which is attached to the guidance of man, that only has been discussed in the Quran. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam gives birth. Now she is worried. That thing is playing in the back of her mind about what is going to be the approach of her people. Remember one thing, respected listeners. When we do something, let us do it for Allah. The poet says, إِنْ عَابَ النَّاسُ مَقَالَتِي فَلَيْسَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِيَبْوِيرُ قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. Don't ever wait for the praises of people. He compiled one poem and then he says, إِنْ عَابَ النَّاسُ مَقَالَتِي. If people mock at this poem of mine, it doesn't bother me. فَلَيْسَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِيَظِيرُ. It's not going to harm me in the least. Why? قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ. Never mind my poem. People said that the Quran is jadu. So they didn't leave the words of Allah. Where are they going to leave my words? وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. And نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They said the Nabi is a liar. So when they didn't leave the Nabi of Allah for whom this dunya was created, then where are they going to leave me? And where are they going to leave my poems? That is the nature of insan. It will continue. Whenever we do anything, let us do it for Allah. And once we have handed ourselves that we are doing this for Allah, then let us not wait for praises from anyone. Someone was speaking ill of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated there. Abu Bakr is silent and this person is speaking ill and criticizing. Thereafter Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu answered one. When he answered, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and he walked away. So Abu Bakr said, O Nabi of Allah, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. This person was speaking ill of me. I have the right of retaliating. When I back answered, then you stood up. Don't I have the right of back answering him because he started initially? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Abu Bakr, when you were silent, then Allah's Qasam, Jibreel was answering for you. When you started speaking, Jibreel kept quiet and Jibreel went away, so I also went away. So when you hand over something to Allah and you make him sabr, then you don't take revenge, hand it over to Allah. So what does Almighty Allah tell Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam? فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا. One aspect is being tackled. Hunger, kajur. Thirst, water. You gave birth, right, two problems are sorted out. You seen your child, you are happy. Third problem, Maryam, what is it? Oh my Lord, what are the people going to say? Alright, Maryam, what your ways? I will sort out that problem. How will I sort out that problem? Listen to what I got to tell you. فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. Someone asks you that, Oh Maryam, What did you do? Like it is the tabiat of insan, jumping to conclusion. Mehelone jo yu heli hate farti uti. Are, that heli was his sister. Why are you pointing a finger? Why are you jumping the gun? Almighty Allah mentions, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. What you don't know, don't speak. إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Someone brings some information to you, investigate. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah will ask you regarding your eyes, your ears and your heart. What you see, what you hear and what you think. So what must you say? إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا. Tell them, O Maryam, I am fasting. In Bani Israel, they used to fast by abstaining from speech. This particular type of fast is not in our Shariat. According to the hadith of Abu Dawud, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentions that there is nothing as abstaining from speech for an entire day as a fast. Of course, we have been taught, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُدْ. Whoever brings iman on Allah and on the final day, either speak something which is valuable, something which is beneficial, or observe silence. Silence is better than in vain talks. So now when someone is going to argue, and someone is going to tell you, what is this Maryam? Maryam, you don't worry. You don't answer. You don't try and convince them. You don't try and prove yourself part. You don't give them no explanation. Inni nadhartu lirrahmani sawma. Leave it to us. Hand it over to us. Just make some ishara that, look, I am fasting. And the fast was that I abstained from speech. So I cannot speak to you and I cannot tell you what happened. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا. I will not speak to anyone today. Why? Because I am fasting and I cannot speak. Anyway, Maryam alayhi salatu was salam accepts what her Lord told her. She looks after her child. And according to the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, after 40 days, she takes this baby after the period of nifas is over and she returns with this baby, who at this time we all know is a baby but is to be a great Nabi of Allah. She returns back to her nation. What is the approach of the nation and how does Allah solve this problem? Let us wait and see. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. May He give us the tawfiq and the ability of placing our reliance on Him at every given moment. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.